From WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Owen Henderson. It's Tuesday, June 6th. Coming up, Illinois State Senator Tom Bennett explains why he voted against the recently approved state budget. We'll hear his conversation with Eric Stock in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. Champaign County saw a nearly 57% increase in homelessness this January. Illinois Newsroom's May Antar has more.
The 2023 point-in-time homeless count found 215 individuals in shelters and on the street who identified as homeless. Last year, it was 137. Braden Belcher is community coordinator for the city of Urbana and chair for the organization that conducts the annual count. Despite their best effort, he says this is likely an undercount.
I think the primary drivers are really the cost of living crisis and the fact that housing costs just continue to go up.
The count helps organizations better allocate their resources to those who are experiencing homelessness. I'm May Antar, Illinois Newsroom.
As automakers consider leaving AM radios out of their vehicles, a U.S. House subcommittee holds a hearing today on whether automakers should be required to keep AM radios in their vehicles, especially electric vehicles, where interference from batteries raises the cost. Illinois Newsroom's Jim Meadows reports.
Despite a growing online audience for his programming, Illinois Public Media agricultural information producer Todd Gleason says listenership on AM radio remains steady. And with nearly the entire country within range of AM stations, he says it's indispensable in emergencies.
It is a primary communications tool that can reach hundreds of thousands, even millions of people on a moment's notice in an easy and cheap way to use.
A bill in Congress would mandate AM radio in new vehicles, just as a growing number of automakers contemplate dropping it. A letter to lawmakers from four tech and transportation trade groups says the mandate is not needed because systems are in place to send emergency warnings through internet, satellite, and cell phone networks as well. I'm Jim Meadows.
Illinois is using the remainder of its Volkswagen settlement money to help install more EV charging stations around the state. Alex Degman has more.
Volkswagen in 2018 settled allegations that it used so-called defeat devices in some of its diesel engines to circumvent environmental rules. Illinois got $108 million from the deal, and the last $12 million of that will pay for 348 light-duty charging ports in spots like gas stations, restaurants, and hotels. They'll be spread throughout the state at 87 locations. The Chicago area will get 34, St. Louis's Metro East region will get 22, and smaller areas like Springfield, Champaign, Rockford, and others will get 31. There'll be DCFC, or Level 3 chargers, which is the fastest available, but Tesla, which uses its own proprietary supercharger network, won't be compatible without an adapter. I'm Alex Degman.
Neighborhood quality can make a big difference in the mental health of Black Americans, even a more healthy relationship. Illinois Newsroom's Emily Hayes reports.
University of Illinois postdoctoral researcher August Jenkins analyzed a national 10-year study of 333 Black men and women in relationships. She found that Black men in positive relationships and neighborhoods they perceived as negative reported feeling depressed more often over time.
For Black men that are in better relationships, right, they probably want to provide the best for their romantic partners, but being in sort of this broader environment that is signaling stress or not as great qualities sort of interferes with their ideas of being able to provide that.
Their participants were asked to rate how safe they felt in their neighborhoods at night, how much their partner supported them, and more. Jenkins said one solution is for individuals to join neighborhood groups and cleanup campaigns. I'm Emily Hayes, Illinois Newsroom.
Still to come, we'll hear a conversation about the recently approved state budget with a Central Illinois lawmaker. That story is coming up next on 217 Today.
Our House is a riveting new four-part mystery series about conspiracy, betrayal, and a marriage in ruins. Fee Lawson arrives home one day to discover strangers moving into her house and is shocked to learn that her husband Bram is missing. Her confusion and fear build as she realizes the secrets and lies have only just begun. Learn how to watch this and other gripping mysteries as a friend of WILL at will.illinois.edu/passport.
This is 217 Today. I'm Owen Henderson. A state lawmaker who represents parts of northern McLean County and much of east central Illinois says there are a number of things he liked in the state budget lawmakers approved, but there's a lot more he doesn't like. State Senator Tom Bennett voted against the $50 billion budget, as did each of his Republican colleagues. Bennett tells Eric Stock he supports the investment in higher education, tax credits for volunteer firefighters, and changes in teacher licensing, but he doesn't like how Republicans were largely shut out of negotiations.
I've been there 8-9 years now, I guess, and every time we start with the Democrats and Republicans starting to work together, say we want to have a compromise or a budget that works for everybody, and I think that's what the people in the state of Illinois, Eric, want to hear and want to see. And so we've started that way, but things seem to happen every time to where we get down to the last day, last hours, where finally that cooperation stops. And then the Democrats close the door and they work on their budgets and they end up with something that was not exactly what we expected to see when they brought it out. And along with the process, what I'm concerned about is the whole transparency piece. Over 3,000 pages, and Eric, there's no graphics, there's no pictures, no charts, just a whole lot of words, a lot of pages, and we're still trying to work through what's all in there. But there wasn't a whole lot of time to respond, react, and that whole lack of transparency, I would think, would really concern every person in the state of Illinois. We could do so much better with this.
Are there certain things in the budget that, or were there certain things not in the budget that you wanted to see?
Well, the first couple of things that come to my mind was the undocumented immigrant services, and I think maybe we might touch on that a little bit later, but if we can, that was in the budget, so let's maybe talk about that now if we could.
So yeah, you did not want that in there.
Well, the thing is with priorities, and the Democrats would rather prioritize spending $700 million on programs for non-citizens, like free health care, housing, and other services, than fully fund, for example, our developmentally disabled community. It's money that could be put to better use providing services for the developmentally disabled, a community that's been underfunded and neglected in the budget for years. It really has. When these workers can make more money working in an Amazon warehouse, facilities go understaffed or they close and residents suffer. Illinois ranks 49th out of 50 states for funding and support for more than 300,000 in Illinois with intellectual and developmental disabilities. And the wait list for services is almost 15,000 people long. And along with that, we have over 5,500 people eligible for community-based services, but there's no place to go. So that's an example where we need to really think about the priorities of what Illinois needs to be.
A bill that did pass in the House this past session did not get a Senate vote that would allow judges to force anyone to surrender their weapon if there's an order of protection against them. If that were to come up for a vote in the Senate, would you support it?
There's a number of things. We're talking House Bill 676, I believe, right? So it amended the Illinois Domestic Violence Act, which I think you're referring to. It amended the FOID Card Act, amended the FOID Card, the Card Act. It also amended the Illinois Insurance Code, and there were a number of concerns about that. And one thing that kind of jumped out at me as well was they're talking about a task force on firearm insurance to review current and potential future insurance policy offerings for the safe and legal possession of firearms and other policy-making recommendations, and to have insurance on gun owners because of the guns they have, that really seems to be just against the whole idea of the Second Amendment sort of thing. It's in the Constitution, and that was a concern I had.
So that would hold them more legally liable if something were to go wrong?
Well, it was more in terms of just the Second Amendment rights that we have already in the Constitution. If it impacts their ability to pay and all sorts of things. And also there's an additional bill in the courts right now that are dealing with some of these kinds of things, and we'll see where all that plays out. But along with that, the bill doesn't really do anything to address the carjackings that we've seen, just a super rising number here, armed robberies, home invasions, gang-related shootings that are plaguing the state, and, of course, the use of violence and guns. That doesn't seem to impact anything what this bill is trying to deal with.
When you refer to all of that crime, are you referring to your district, Central Illinois, statewide, Chicago?
Well, we see in Illinois, and, of course, some of it is seen in the northern part of the state. There's been increases of crime, the carjackings, which we've seen on the radio, on the TV, et cetera.
So if we can go back to, sure. Going back to the insurance aspect of this, how does that expanded legal liability, if something goes wrong, how do you feel that infringes on the Second Amendment?
Well, in terms of it impacts the ability of someone who has the ability to own guns, to have insurance on that, that seems to fly in the face of the Second Amendment. So how though? Well, if it impacts what they have to do, I mean, they already have, it costs, of course, to buy guns, but how's the insurance in terms of the Second Amendment, where it should keep the freedom, the ability to own guns? This seems like a real potential for keeping people from being able to have that, depending on the cost and all sorts of things. But it's like another restriction, another limitation that's impacting the Second Amendment.
That was State Senator Tom Bennett speaking with Eric Stock. Bennett says he also wants to see the legislature consider extending the scholarship tax credit program for private schools. He'd also like to see lawmakers fund a program to offer relief for Ameren customers paying higher utility costs. And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says it'll be partly cloudy with a high of 87 degrees. That's it for today. Reporting contributed today by May Antar, Jim Meadows, Alex Degman, Emily Hayes, and Eric Stock. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Owen Henderson. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.